beyond the gorgeous confines of Melbourne, Australia, across the USA and 61 countries spanning the globe, Expat Progressive Radio presents The Bill Show with Bill and Randall. Now fasten your seatbelts, kids, because here are the loudest fat lefties on the net, Bill and Randy.
Eric, Lara, and Melania. Melania, say something. Go ahead, please.
Just want to say an amazing place, South Carolina. Congratulations to my husband. He was working very hard, and he loves you. We love you. And we're going ahead to Nevada, and we will see what happens.
And welcome to the Bill Show.
I feel very welcome.
Randy.
What?
Randy, every time a trophy wife gets happy, an angel gets its wings.
You've been watching it happen one night. It's just too many times.
Yeah. Oh, listen. I don't want people to say, you're sexist,
Clarence?
And you're against foreigners. It's like, No. No. I just know exactly who, like for example, when they made Lincoln, they got Mary Tyler Moore to play Mary Todd Lincoln. Sally Field did it in Lincoln.
Now, Sally Field was terrific.
She was fantastic.
She was the flying nun. The flying nun was Mary Todd Lincoln.
That's it. If Trump becomes president, I know exactly who we have to get to play the first lady.
Who?
Here she is in one of her first things. Here it is.
Hot water soup.
Hot water soup?
Soup made out of hot water.
Just plain hot water?
What else you put in a hot water soup?
Might put a bouillon cube in it.
Why, then it wouldn't be hot water soup.
You said you were going to make chicken noodle.
Well, it isn't my fault. It's the chickens. I looked at every one of them, and none of them had noodles on them.
They sound exactly alike.
That's not fair, Bill. That's just not fair. You're being racist.
Go ahead. No, I'm not. I'm just saying.
Ivana. Look, I think Ivana.
When she opened her mouth, I thought Zsa Zsa Gabor on What's My Line. I swear to God.
He just happens to marry Hungarian women. Look, I liked Ivana. Ivana was fun. I think Ivana helped him become who he is today.
Yeah, and then he dumped her and married wife number three. What a guy.
And then he charts her bowel movements.
Hey, the only thing coming between him and being Newt Gingrich is, you know, someone getting cancer. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, listen, have you seen her pictures on Air Force One? I mean, the Trump plane, you know?
Who, is she? Yeah. Okay.
Wife,
no, I haven't.
Yeah.
His wife has pictures on the plane.
Yeah, like wearing nothing but fur.
It's, okay. All right. There
else.
You go.
Yeah.
What a
okay.
great
yeah,
first
okay.
lady we got there. Okay. Yeah. Well, listen. I send your mail to me. I'm sorry. Okay. Just send it. Go ahead. Send the emails. All right.
William,
it being controversial.
Look,
fuck it.
Look, Bill.
She's a trophy wife.
Look, Bill. While we're denigrating possible first ladies, we
should
really say Michelle Obama for all the terrible shit.
Oh,
she
my
had
God.
To put up with.
Really? Seriously, guys?
Has maintained her dignity like nobody I have ever seen.
Absolutely. Beautiful. Sexy. Knockdown sexy. Sexier than this lady. And she can, you know, I mean, she doesn't look like she's, you know, best friends with Eric Zoolander. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, right now, trending is this little video clip
of
a 106-year-old woman, 106, born in 1909, who went to the White House, who appealed to Obama as part of Black History Week. She's been asking for nearly 2 years to go to the White House, and finally somebody found her letter. They let her in, and she met Obama and Michelle, and... Mm-hmm. It's trending today. I can't tell you how uplifting that video is of a 106-year-old woman saying to Obama, I cannot believe I am meeting a black president, because in my life, I would never have thought I would come to the White House and meet a black president.
But it's not just any black president. You know what? You know what? David Brooks said it the other day, but he's a sleazebag. I worked for Obama.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you something. The one thing I can say, that when you're in America, what are you going to trade this graceful, actually quite deep person? I mean, he's not a shallow individual.
No,
and
he's not.
23% of the it's like the Republican Party wants to nominate this fuckhead. You're going to trade Obama for this? This is a comment on the American people. I mean, what the fuck are you thinking? Hey, listen, I just wanted to get into something that right now kind of links well to that. The fact that we have to come to the conclusion right now that this guy could win. This guy could win the Republican nomination.
This far out, you're going to make that call.
No, I didn't say win the election. I said win the Republican nomination.
Yes, I understand that. Yeah,
but
he's still got till July.
This is key.
Yeah.
This is key right now, because the Beltway establishment is covering around this bullshit that Sanders is not electable. And then Hillary is.
Bullshit!
Now,
bullshit.
I took a little look at PPP polling. Now, public policy polling is one of the. It's kind of like. It's the good polls.
Good.
You know,
it's the good polls, yeah.
Yeah, it's not done by a newspaper in Hackensack, New Jersey with, you know, ads about guns in it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, public policy polling did the matchup between Hillary and Trump, and then Sanders and Trump. Now, I looked at those today, and this is a recent poll, right? Hillary loses in one. That scares me. And
loses
has a
to
margin,
Trump?
listen, and has a margin of 2.8% over Trump. That's within the margin of fucking error. Then I look at the Sanders poll. And he beats the fuck out of Trump by, in the best polls, 15%. The average, even alone, is 7.8%, well above the margin of error. I cannot understand these people from the Beltway or the people within the Democratic Party who have this death wish, because I'll tell you something. I just want to mention a few things here that go with me on this, Randy. Go with me.
I'm going with you. I'm all the way.
All right, now suppose in the fictional universe. That she, right now you have the Justice Department and the FBI investigating the Clinton Foundation. She might be indicted as a consequence of a private email server it could be the family's foundation. Perhaps key members of her team could be charged with criminal offenses. Now, I'm not saying that's likely. I'm not even saying that that's actually true.
Why bother?
You know, I don't think that it's true. But are you willing to risk? First of all, there's got to be something a little to it, because this is Obama's Justice Department that's doing this.
Yeah.
So. Suppose, in the worst possible scenario, they come out with indictments in the middle of a fevered election campaign against a populist hero, and they indict even an aide, even one of her longtime aides.
Yeah.
Fuck. Trump would eat that up.
Are we talking about Colonel What's-His-Name during Nixon or
Is that she's vulnerable not only electorally, but she's also vulnerable with what's happening right now. Now, What is absolutely terrifying, though, is the poll numbers and what they say about the public's perception of her. Now, if you're going to make a case against Hillary being electable, you got to look at the stats. In this poll, and this is a poll also by Public Policy Polling, 59% of all voters prefer a candidate who will bring greater changes to current policy. That's what they're telling you. That's what a vast majority are telling you. Even if he or she is less experienced or tested. Well, that's what, you know, you're seeing right now in the electoral cycle. Up to 55% who said this July 2008 during the general election contest between Barack Obama and John McCain. So in 2008, Yeah. They were saying the same thing, but they're saying it more now. 59%. 60%.
That's amazing, considering how far are we from there? 8 years from there.
Absolutely. They didn't get what they wanted. 60% of registered voters, including 42% of Republicans, say that Bush represents, Bush, who just dropped out, a return to policies of the past. Yeah, Jeb
Poor
Bush.
Poor Jeb is dead. Yeah.
Yeah. 51% of all voters think Clinton represents Clinton represents a return to the policies of the past, okay? 44% said that they like her ideas for the future. So a majority of people think that she's of the past.
Yeah, they want to go backwards. Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, you're also looking at the fact of the trust thing. 58.8% of all Americans have an unfavorable view of Hillary Clinton. 53.8. 67% of American voters find Hillary Clinton not honest or trustworthy.
They're seeing her baggage.
Now listen, 59% that fit for Trump. So people find Clinton to be less honest and trustworthy than Donald fucking Trump. Now, I've said a lot of bad things. I've said a lot of bad things about...
How is Donald Trump trustworthy?
I do not know. But I've said a lot of bad things about Hillary, but she's more trustworthy than Donald Trump. America, you are on fucking drugs. After all, it's difficult to trust a politician.
Yes, all on drugs, yes.
So you know, 71% of men and 64% of women find Clinton not honest and trustworthy. So here you have...
What did you just say?
71% of men and 64% of women. And this is off HuffPost.
That's
71%
weird.
Of men and 64% of women find Clinton not honest and trustworthy. So listen,
that's crazy.
Listen to me. I think a lot of it's actually crazy because I'll tell you something. If Bernie loses, I will work for Hillary. But we're talking we're talking as progressives right now. I want the best candidate to be in that ring if Donald Trump gets nominated, which he probably will. And you point to me, to a person who, in head-to-head matchups, is well within the margin of error. In one poll, she loses. You point to me and tell me, during this time in which people are demanding change, you're going to run a candidate that 59% of people think are the policies of the past. You say you're going to run a candidate that a majority of Americans trust less than Donald Trump. What the fuck are you talking about?
That is
now,
scary.
Look at the polls between Sanders. This is what happens with Sanders.
Yeah.
His most favorable poll in public policy polling is 15%. He kills him. Even an average of all the polls shows Bernie Sanders winning. This is the positive and negative polls together. 7.5%. He beats him soundly. He doesn't lose to one of them like they did in Hillary's poll. He wins every fucking time.
This is Bernie Sanders against Donald Trump.
This is Bernie Sanders against Donald Trump.
Sanders
kills
him. Including in California.
Yeah. Including, what I'm saying is that when you look at the political landscape in this very unusual election year, you cannot ignore the fact that Hillary, in many people's minds, represents exactly what Donald Trump is going to run against.
Yeah.
Okay? You're feeding him the ideal person to run against because Hillary is viewed unfavorably, dishonestly, and as part of the establishment. I think she's part of an establishment.
She is the establishment.
Well, no. I'll tell you something. I know Hillary's part of the establishment. I don't think... I've read her biography, man. I think that there's a lot of good in Hillary as well
of
as
course.
Bad. And as I said, I will work for her. But the thing is, I want this party because if Donald Trump gets nuclear fucking codes, we're all fucked. This guy's a fascist. He's a fucking fascist.
And
he could win that matchup, guys. He could win.
He's taking so many pages out of Adolf Hitler's list.
Absolutely.
If you look, he is taking so many pages out of the The book. His wife says he keeps by his bed.
We did that thing. Yeah. Absolutely.
He is taking pages out of that book and playing them.
Absolutely. It's exactly the time for it. The kind of fear that people have, the exploitation of that is this time. I want to go on to something else, if you don't mind.
Good. I insist.
Anderson Cooper was one of the interviewers in the town halls. Now, I have a problem because I always think that the media is kind of biased.
Oh, no.
They love the Republicans. They have it. And Chink Unger over at Young Turks did an entire thing.
Actually, you said it correctly.
Yeah, thank you very much. Over Chink at Young Turks, yes. He did a fantastic compilation of the kind of questions that Bernie and Hillary got, which were really cooking questions. And by the way, watch the debate. They're both. You know something? We don't have dummies in this party. Okay, both of them are incredibly smart. But Anderson Cooper, interviewed the Republican candidates, and I'll tell you something. I have never seen. It is embarrassing how much he's sitting there. So I made this thing in salute of...
Was he sucking ass, was he?
Yes, the salute for Anderson Cooper and his obviously new boyfriends that he's found in the Republican Party. Listen to this.
So was it hard for you to give up surgery? I mean, you trained for this for so long. You were an excellent surgeon by all accounts. We know President Obama plays golf. We know former President George W. Bush paints now. He used to clear a brush, probably still does, out in Texas. What do you do to relax?
Play pool.
Play pool?
I love to play pool.
Are you competitive when you play pool? What sort of music do you listen to?
I primarily like classical music. Particularly Baroque music.
Did you listen to that when you did surgery? When did you know that Jeanette was the woman for you?
Well, I'd like to think she liked me first, but I liked her first.
How'd you meet? If you are elected president, would you still coach your son in football? Oh. In Mason City, I was surprised you mentioned that you're colorblind, which I hadn't realized, and that you should have seen your clothes before your wife started picking them out. Did you always have that? Was something? The other thing I think I found surprising about is you like EDM.
I do.
Electronic dance music.
Yes. I don't want people... Maybe people thought that was something else. So I
have you ever been to a rave?
Well, no. I've never been to a rave. No. Never
been
to a rave.
Well, I don't know.
The Republican primary, Anderson.
Well, I mean, you like EDM. That's what they do. Do your kids like it, too? Your wife mentioned this to CNN a while back, that you occasionally, when you call her on the phone, you sing to her? You sing musicals? Is that true?
But look, I mean,
What's your favorite musical? Do you want to tell me what reporters you're having drinks with in D.C.? I guess not. What's your favorite cocktail? I understand you're also kind of a night owl. What do you do late at night? Do you watch television? Do you have a guilty pleasure? Are you reading something now? I know you've done a lot of impersonations on the campaign trail. I've seen some of them. Simpsons characters, Princess Bride. What's your favorite one? Do you want to grace us with it?
Oh, look, I mean, part of it is you got to have fun. Talking it over just the two of
us. I hope he wiped off his
chin.
So
what do you like drinking?
Where do you go for drinks? What?
Where do you go for drinks? That's.
Does he smoke after sex, or he never looks? Yeah.
Really? Seriously? I was halfway through the town hall, Randy, and I was sitting there going, "Oh fuck, get a room!" Jesus Christ!
You're absolutely right, Bill.
I mean, Ben Carson, Rubio, and Cruz. All fawned over. Fawned over! You know, I mean, shit.
But what's going to happen? What's going to happen when the field is narrowed?
I really don't think. I think that Rubio, or as we like to call him, the water boy, is
is going to come out on top.
I think Rubio is going to be the only one that they're going to put their money behind. They're scared to death of Cruz because he's fucking mad. You know, he's a fucking mad, and no one likes him for a reason. He's a douchebag. He's a fucking asshole.
Oh, true. Actually, you're kidding, really?
Cruz is an automaton. You know what I mean? And the policies of an asshole, but he doesn't come across like an asshole. Cruz has a face that you just would love to punch.
Hey, Willie, there's actually a German word for that.
What is it called?
I don't know. It's like Schadenfreude for being happy for people that fall over and hit their face.
Yeah, I had to hit you.
There is a word for a face that needs to be punched.
You don't know it. You don't know it, though.
I'll look it up for you.
No. Too late. No, too late. Hey, I want to go to the next thing.
Okay.
The Jimmy Dore Show, which is Jimmy Dore's on TYT. Become a member of TYT. They're great. They're fantastic. We listen to them all the time when we're overseas because, of course, it's streaming. It streams. So become a member.
Willie, here's the word. Are you ready for it?
What?
It's called Backenpfeifengeschnickt.
I don't care.
No, listen. Backenpfeifengeschnickt is German for a face that badly needs a fist.
Okay.
Ted Cruz
Thank you for that, Randy.
A face that needs to be punched.
Randy.
You think I'm kidding?
Randy, I'm into the other bit now.
I'm not kidding. I don't speak German.
You're like the guy in the last row, you know, in class. And,
I know that, miss.
I know
now
that,
wait,
miss.
I'll look it up. I got to eat some paste now. Where's my retainer?
Yeah,
Ted Cruz is back in my
Okay, can I get on to the Jimmy Dore show for a minute?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is that okay with you? Okay,
fantastic. I don't know
fantastic.
Who the hell he is, but anyway.
Yeah, now Jimmy Dore is actually on the TYT, and I was giving a plug to TYT, not that
TYT.
They need it.
I love TYT.
Well, good answer. Now the video shows, this actually happened, the video shows that in the must-win presidential primary of Nevada, a caucus goer named James Porter uploaded a disturbing cell phone video to YouTube. Porter documented the caucus leaders telling attendees to come into caucuses without registering. The video shows a large group of people standing at the registration table. A female official is then heard telling the group, don't bother registering to vote. And immediately after, she gives this direction to a male. She gives this direction and says, hey, you don't have to register to vote. And the guy next to her says, don't yell it because that's illegal. Fucking hell. The officials are questioned about allowing people who are not registered to caucus, one responds by saying they will register after the caucus. Now, I'm reading this from Addicting Info. What happened after that is even more unbelievable. As reported by the Jimmy Dore Show, proper plug. The caucus was total chaos from beginning to end. There doesn't seem to be any organization to this, Dore says. The video shows the way the votes were tallied during the caucus with an unnamed official taking a head count. We're not choosing up sides
and
camp.
1, 2, 3, fucking hell. 4, 5.
The video then
shows the leader of the caucus. 9. Oh, I've got to start again. 1, 2, 3, 4.
And if you're on the end of the line, you're going 8, 12, 14, 9. That's the Hillary guy. 12, you said 40. So it's like no official report was given regarding the headcount or the number of voters caucusing for either candidate. At this point, it seems that the caucus is over, but as Dore reports, it was at this time that the chairman of the caucus realized he made two huge mistakes. First of all, people were allowed to caucus without registering to vote. You knew that was wrong.
Willie, that means
I can basically drive a bus of homeless people up to your fucking caucus and go ahead. They'd vote for Bernie anyway,
It's only Nevada.
Yeah, it's where Vegas, because everything that happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Let me finish the story. First of all, the people who were allowed to caucus, were allowed to caucus without ever registering to vote, and never directed to return to the registration table, like the guy said at the end of the caucus. Worse, the caucus ended before the delegates were ever chosen for either candidate. The video shows the chairman telling people not to leave, and by this time, they're in the fucking parking lot.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I really expect that a close decision on who will carry nuclear codes is not conducted like a drunk manager at Arby's. What the fuck? Now, here's a clip. This is the actual clip. The sound from that cell phone video. Here it is. It's unbelievable. Here it is.
Letting them into the caucus right now without registering them.
Oh, God. This is really disgusting.
Who are we? They're going to do the count. They're all going to be part of the count.
They're not registered.
They will register after this. But
if they have red shirts on, they will be letting
them. I don't. Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, that's about the party.
25 minutes after they
I like a quarter pounder with cheese and a small Coke.
No, and fries. Don't forget the fries.
Yeah, if you're a fat guy like me, you go, I'll have a quarter pounder with cheese, Big Mac, large fries, sundae. Oh, and of course a Diet Coke.
No, a double
because
quarter.
Because I'm trying to lose weight.
A double quarter pounder with cheese. I never have a single.
You know, America just gets weirder and weirder. And so that's how they selected the nominee. I don't know. Maybe Dore has a point. Maybe they ought to check into this. Because when you're making head counts, maybe. I don't know. The last thing I wanted to end on is something I think that you're going to enjoy.
Yeah.
And this is public policy polling.
PPP.
Okay. PPP, for yeah. short. Now, actually, a very, very good polling firm basically did a poll of South Carolina, Randy, and they asked certain questions. And the answers to these questions you'll find interesting, especially with South Carolina coming up.
Can't wait.
Yeah. This is public policy polling. And by the way, this is the blue chip polling people. They're the ones that people actually trust. So
that's what I believe.
Here we go. Yeah. Here we go. They have a little bit of music here for it. Okay. I like that song. That's good. Okay. This is the poll questions for South Carolina. Here it is. Do you support or oppose the Confederate flag hanging on the Capitol grounds?
Oppose.
Nah, you'd be wrong there. 54%. They haven't gotten over that one. Oppose the Confederate flag.
The South will rise again. The South
14%
will rise
again. Sure. Yeah, and here's another one. Are you glad? Now get this one. This one kills me. Are you glad that the North won the Civil fucking War? Or do you wish that the South had won? Now listen to this. 36% of those people have a grip on reality. 36%. 35% are still working it out. They're not sure whether the South and slavery wouldn't have been a good thing. And a whopping 29%, that's over a quarter of those polled in South Carolina,
yeah,
haven't fucking gotten over it.
Oh, fuck. My cousin lives in South Carolina. I should ring her up.
Well, Jesus
and ask her
fucking wept.
I can't believe it.
And by the way,
she lives in Raleigh, and
yeah.
I should email her and ask her what
email.
She
I will take this to you, and I will email to you because this is not a faulty poll.
I
this
can't
is
believe 20, it.
Yeah, here's another one. Listen to this. Would you support or oppose banning Muslims? Not just terrorists. If you have, by the way, how do you tell if someone's a Muslim? Are you a Muslim? Oh, you got me there, yeah. You know, I mean, it's like,
what,
no, it's going to tell
like
you.
Straight out?
Oh, like so not to mention out? The fact that it's right out of Hitler. Okay, here it is. Would you support or oppose banning Muslims from entering the United States? 60% of those polled by public policy polling support banning an entire religion from occupying the United States.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy
talk. It's fucked up. It's really fucked up.
I'll tell you what.
We're wondering, Bernie's doing badly there. Well, maybe that's not a bad thing. You know, would you support or oppose? Now, this is what I really love. Would you support or oppose banning homosexuals from entering the United States? 63% obviously have seen a Bette Midler film because they're okay with it. 63%.
Yeah.
17%, they're just not sure about the whole gay, straight, coming into the country thing. But a whopping 20% would ban gay people.
Coming into America.
So to speak.
Well, there goes half the, there goes half the population. That's
okay.
That's
now,
fucking
here,
shocking.
Here we go. Now we're really shooting for gold here, okay? Now we're really excited because the next question is, in general, do you think that whites are superior to blacks?
White
10%
what?
Of
white
people
what?
In...
White what?
No. In general, do you think that whites are superior?
Caucasians.
Are a superior... Yeah, Randy, shut up. It's basically, do you believe that that whites are a superior race? 10% said yes. 1 in 10. Finally... Yes, thank you. Finally... Would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, very conservative? 2% said very liberal, 3% said somewhat liberal, moderate was 15%, somewhat conservative, 36%, and 40% are ready to join the clown wagon.
40% are ready to join the Ku Klux Klan.
I'm sorry I said shut up, but I had to get through it because we're running late.
You certainly did. You certainly got through it. That's terrible.
I did. It's absolutely terrifying, ladies and gentlemen. Now it's time for me to shut up because I'm going to be going into now Randy's rant. But you've got something special that you now Randy Rainbow was it?
Oh, I love Randy Rainbow. This is the guy we go back to Indiana, who took off. You know, Meredith Wilson with. His song from The Music Man, Gary Indiana. And had a go at their thing about anti-gay. And now he's got a thing sending off Jeb Bush. Bush is
we
got
to say goodbye to Jeb Bush. Let's give a real cheer to the exiting member of the Bush family.
No, dear.
Ladies and gentlemen, the cheer squad. There you go. Thank you. Actually, you know what's going to happen is that we have to construct a best of Jeb dedication reel because we did one for Christy last week.
Yes, we did. Jeb Bush is dead. Dear Jeb Bush is dead.
Well, he's not dead. He's doing very well.
The
he's up.
Candle
he's up.
Lights his head.
Yeah, he's drinking light beers by the pool now. Okay, so let's go straight into Randy's Rainbow, and we'll be back in a moment after that with Randy's
Rant.
Educates. Syncopates. Radio communicates. Radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
Now, here comes the music.
But the people of Iowa and New Hampshire and South Carolina have spoken, and I really respect their decision. So tonight, I am suspending my campaign. Yeah.
Your story's reached the end. Your campaign's through, my friend. 150 million gone away. Spots for TV. You could have fed the needy or bankrolled that GoFundMe page for Kanye. GOP dropout. Couldn't escape your family tree. GOP dropout. South Carolina. Dana would agree. Well, I hate to start critiquing, 'cause your brother ain't much wiser, but politically speaking, you're the Lorna, he's the Liza.
Sorry, Lorna, I'm not here to make friends.
GOP dropout.
GOP dropout.
Don't let it hit you in the tush. GOP dropout.
GOP dropout.
Even your mother's sick of Bush.
Hell.
Well, you said that you could fix it, but I guess that was a joke. Pick up your campaign and go fix that, 'cause it's broke.
Who's Jeb Bush?
I don't know. Ah, Jeb, you dear, sweet, socially awkward, bitch-ass little mama's boy. I know it isn't right, but I sure am gonna miss the way you used to twitch and turn red every time you tackled the hard topics. Like your stance on the war in Iraq, or how hot you think the actress who plays Supergirl is. I know Mr. Trump said you were low energy, but gee whiz, next to Ben Carson, you're practically awake. Sure, you lost in Iowa and South Carolina and New Hampshire, but I mean, who ever even heard of these places? Hey, don't you give up, kid. If all else fails, you could always go back to Florida. They'll vote for anyone there. Sorry, Florida, I'm not here to make friends. GOP dropout.
GOP dropout.
Looks like your race was premature. JEB dropout.
See what I did there?
La la la.
Now pick your face up off the floor.
La la la.
All those billboards and consultants went and ate up half your payroll. After all that time and money spent, you still lost to this a-hole.
GOP dropout.
GOP dropout.
You got a right to sing the blues.
GOP dropout.
GOP dropout.
Make room for Larry, Moe, and Cruz.
Aye.
Now go kiss your wife, Columba, 'cause your numbers are too low. Gotta be going, 'cause it's over. So, girl.
Now.
Please take my gun too.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to keep your hands and feet inside the vehicle at all times. Because now it's time for Randy's Rant.
Randy's Rant.
Randy's Rant.
You know, Bill, I used to...
Yes.
I've been on the Universal Studios tour.
Okay.
And I can remember them saying the thing when you're on the little...
Yeah, keep your hands and feet inside the vehicle. Yeah.
And you always make me laugh.
Thank you very much. Well,
okay,
I'm glad you're happy.
It's Randy's Rant.
Randy's Rant. Okay, go.
Ladies and gentlemen, one thing that amazes me is the fact that 50 years on, people are wishing that we didn't have the 22nd Amendment.
Yeah.
People are wishing that we could allow Barack Obama to go for a third term. As you know,
I don't wish that.
I don't. Well,
because I'm an idealist, but I get it. I understand why. Yeah.
Okay. You can understand why people don't like change.
Yeah.
Barack Obama was elected on a platform of change.
Yeah.
Change now.
Mm.
And people were happy with change. People were happy with what Barack Obama gave them. People were happy with what Barack Obama opened up for them.
I think you're right.
Even though they hated him in the beginning, they wish he could stay on.
Well, that's because, you know, I mean, sane people are, Randy, because they're looking at the boobs. But if you think they're looking at the assholes in the Republican Party. Hey, listen,
they're looking at the assholes that are coming on to the election.
Yeah, the television. Yeah, but listen, if Obama ran today, he'd trounce him.
Absolutely. And that's what I would like to talk about. Now, I've got two clips which I would like to play for you. Number one, NPR NPR, yeah. National Public Radio, a yeah. really great institution,
yep.
asked Barack Obama what he would advise the potential candidate for whatever party, what he would advise them to take to heart. Now, okay. I'd like to play that to you, and I'd okay. like you to take that to heart yourself mm. and consider what you might do if Barack Obama's name appeared on the ballot in November.
Okay, here it is. So listen to Barack Obama.
You know, I might have to give it some thought, but what I can tell you, I ask myself every single day is, how can I be useful in creating an America that is more tolerant, more prosperous, provides greater opportunity, is safer? And so I might just ask somebody, why do you want to do this? And I suppose they'd give a cliche answer because that's what candidates do. But I will tell you, as president, if you're interested just because you like the title or you like the trappings or you like the power or the fame or the celebrity, that side of it wears off pretty quick. At least it has for me. And what sustains me, what lasts, what makes me happy, proud, frustrated sometimes, is the recognition that if you want this job, then you really need to love this country and have a very clear vision and idea of what it is that you want to do to help make this country work even better. And I don't think this country works best on fear. I don't think this country works best on hate. I don't think this country works best on cynicism. I think this country works best on community and hope and optimism and dynamism and change. You know, if you're aspiring to this job, then you need to ask yourself some very serious questions about why you're doing it, because that's what's going to keep you going on those days that things aren't going so well.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. Yeah. I see your point. I do, because it was exactly the thing that that made me kind of really like Obama so much when I was yeah. there, because he's the only a fucking adult.
Exactly.
And he's not an asshole. I think that some of his decisions, like going after Snowden and shit, that fucking pisses me off. But on the whole, I think that he really does think, or has made himself think, that that's the best thing to do. I disagree with that, but I would sit there and say, as a person, you cannot beat him.
Exactly.
You know, really. I mean, they cannot find anything on this guy, and believe me, they would have tried.
They tried
to get anything. And the fact is, he is what he appears to be, a very moderate, very measured, but essentially a decent
exactly.
man.
Exactly. That's the word, a decent
yeah.
man.
He is a decent man, and I have respected him for that, and I voted for him twice because of that. When you look at the people that want to be him, you know, see, I think that Hillary, even though I think she cuts corners and I think she's not above doing some things that probably as a progressive I wouldn't like, I don't think she's evil.
No,
I don't think she's
not
a bad person. You look at her kid. I mean, she's a wonder, you know, she's a decent mother, and she's had to put up with a lot of horseshit in her life.
From her husband.
And, you know, from her husband to the right, you know, I mean, she's had to be very hard, and I think that affects her policy judgment sometimes, because I think she's become much more of a shrewd, hard politician than she was when she was first lady. But the thing is, she's a decent person. Bernie's a decent person. Rubio, I don't know him as a person. I can't see past the robot. And Cruz is a fuckhead. Cruz is just a fucking evil little fucking bastard. And Trump is a fucking Nazi narcissistic sociopath.
Exactly.
So yeah.
You got your hierarchy there.
So I mean, yeah, you're absolutely right. Did you have another clip that you wanted to go
on? I've got a woman who posted a clip on Occupy Democrats. Now, she didn't put her name in, but she posed a question to the Republicans. And I thought, this woman has got them in her sights. Now, I would like to play her clip because I believe that she has actually got their measure.
Okay, this is from Occupy Democrats. And have a listen to this.
I was listening this morning to Republicans on my morning show just, you know, bashing the president, saying that he hasn't done anything, he hasn't accomplished anything, and he's just basically made this country worse. My biggest question I want to ask Republicans right now who say that is, what exactly has he destroyed? What exactly has Obama ruined in this country? What exactly was going right when he went into office? That's a better question. What the fuck was going on whenever this man went into office? Do you not remember what that was like 7 years ago? Because I can never forget it. You know, I can't forget the struggle that I was going through as a single parent during the Bush year. So whenever you Republicans sit there and say, he's ruined this country, he hasn't done anything right, he hasn't had any accomplishments, what the fuck are you talking about? Because, you know, from what I remember, you all were going out there saying that he's a Muslim terrorist, that the president of the United States is a Muslim terrorist who is going to bring Sharia law to this country. That is the propaganda that you were pushing out there during the time that he was running. You were also pushing the propaganda that he was going to take everybody's guns, which didn't happen. He was never a Muslim terrorist. You said he was going to ruin this country. He hasn't ruined this country. He's actually made it better. You know, whenever he took office, we were losing over 700,000 jobs a month. Now we have created jobs every month. You know, when he became president, we were in a recession. We're not in a recession anymore. When he became president, we were hot and heavy in Iraq and Afghanistan in war. Not so much anymore like that. Yes, is there ISIS? Yes, but that didn't just occur whenever he became president. Are you serious? You really think that ISIS just said, oh, America is doing so terrible, let's become a terrorist group because that president is in there and he's weak. Come on, seriously? Do you really think terrorist group sits around and waits for a weak president? If that were the case, then why in the fuck did they attack America whenever Bush was in office? Hello? So my question, again, is how did Obama ruin this country? And give me specifics and give me some facts, please. Not none of this Fox News, right-wing media propaganda bullshit that you guys love pulling out of your ass and saying that that's what's really happening whenever you're being lied to and you actually believe that shit and you expect for everybody else to believe the lie that you believe because you're stupid. You know, look, we're not all going to believe that. I would like to really know, show me where he's ruined this country. Show me the state that we were in back in 2007, 2008, and then the current state that we are in now and tell me how we're doing worse.
Randy, I am in love.
I thought you would like that.
She is
amazing. I don't know. I don't know her name. I tried.
What
to
is
find
her name?
It.
What is her name?
It's amazing.
Oh.
This
woman. What the fuck are you talking
like
about?
Every person. I'd like to call her every. I'll dub her.
She
every
is
woman.
Great.
She's a.
And she's actually right. You know, I mean, she's right on each one of those fucking things.
Exactly.
You know, it's like, the whole thing is that it's a bubble. It's a bubble that, look we just went over the South in South Carolina. There are 20 people, there are 20% of the people in South Carolina, 30, 40, who really want to ban Muslims from the United States. They think he's a Muslim still. They don't think he was born here. That's fucking insanity. That's organized insaneness. Crazy people. They're crazy. Well, absolutely fantastic. And I actually agree with you very much. Well done. Listen, we are going into the last bit of our show. So why don't we take a pause here? I got some comedy. And you do have some comedy. We're going to put some comedy in there for you to listen to, as we do in every show. And we will be back in just one moment with our tinfoil hats.
In your face, all over the place.
We're online 24/7. 24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
Jeb Bush, the heir apparent with the Beverly Hillbillies name and the $100 million war chest, how's he doing?
I think the next president needs to be a lot quieter, but send a signal that we're prepared to act in the national security interests of this country to get back in the business of creating a more peaceful world. Please clap.
Oh, no. Tinkerbell is dying. Is this the end for our nation's dream of a third Bush presidency? We sent our foreign exchange producer to New Hampshire to find out.
New Hampshire in the winter. There is a beauty here, but also a brutal, unforgiving bleakness, as if it were a place where long-cherished hopes and dreams come to meet their fate.
Pretty small crowd here. Small room. Yeah. Questions? Yes, ma'am.
Questions. We've come to New Hampshire because we have questions for this question mark of a Jeb with an exclamation point. This candidate who should be winning, but is instead totally getting his ass handed to him by an oddly tinted compilation of psychiatric symptoms. And by a man who seems like he would lecture a starving kitten on personal responsibility, and then deport that kitten and his family.
Jeb.
And questions for his still enthusiastic supporters.
If Jeb were a drink, what drink would he be?
Milk. Milk is just a normal thing that wouldn't be fantastic if you could choose any drink, but it's a solid drink to have.
That's a good analogy.
Yes, milk. A source of calcium and protein and mucus and flatulence. How is it possible that this inspiring milk essence has not captured the imagination of voters?
Last night someone came and said, "You're down to my top four list."
I think sometimes he comes across a little, maybe weak.
He's a little meek, a little too meek.
He's not cool.
It's probably an adjective which means too meek, but I'll put it in two words and say he's too meek.
A 22-year-old probably is going to say, "Geez, let's go vote for Jeb Bush."
We found some 22-year-olds. What would they say to Jeb Bush?
Jeb Bush, I'd want to kick you in the balls.
I'd just say, get don't even bother this. Running for president.
And their candidate?
Donald Trump, baby! Woo!
Donald Trump, baby. Despite Trump's loss in Iowa, he is still Jeb Bush's black beast. While Jeb is holding a town hall with 100 people, Trump is nearby in the state, holding a massive rally. This man blames all the Trump attention on the media.
What gets on TV is the sound bites a lot. They don't have time for everything.
He's right. We don't have time. But Jeb seems to believe that he does. He has taken to giving children a keepsake at his rallies to inspire them.
It's a turtle and it said slow and steady wins the race, is what he said.
Yes, perhaps it does. Or perhaps this turtle is helpless on its back in the mouth of a fucking alligator.
A lot of commercials, a lot of advertising in the mail.
Advertising.
Plenty of advertising in the mail.
I'm confused.
We're at a hardware store. It is quaint. These veteran observers express confidence in Jeb.
He could be a long shot, that's for sure. I wouldn't rule him out.
As we follow this Jeb and get closer to him, he paradoxically seems to recede ever further into the distance. At dusk one day, we find a Jeb campaign headquarters, but it seems hastily abandoned. In the corner of one empty room, a bag of garbage. Later, we see a man walking along the darkened roadway carrying a Jeb sign. What is he doing? Where could he be going? It's all so freaky. Scott Conroy works for the Huffington Post, which is almost like a journalistic organization. He has spent much time with this Jeb. What does he see when he peers into Jeb's eyes?
looking into Jeb's eyes.
chance to speak to Jeb. The Peterborough Town Hall, the crowd dwindling. No one between us and this Jeb, but some idiot who keeps taking pictures.
Didn't we already do this once?
You did! He's already taken like 500, idiot! There, our chance. Our producer moves in and asks the one question that I must know the answer to.
The campaign process is like
the brilliant night sky, whose beauty obscures the fact that it is a terrifying, endless void.
Campaigning is the greatest blast in the world. It isn't terrifying. It is democracy.
His voice fades to me, the content meaningless. But I believe that he believes he can win. And for a moment, his belief makes me believe that I believe it, too.
Jeb!
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's the news and commentary we're here at the Bill Show listen to because we hate our own heads.
Oh, it's God, our tinfoil hat
segment tonight. And we've got a couple really good ones, haven't we, Randy?
Do we really want to expose our listeners to some of this shit? To some of this
shit. What are you talking about? We do it every court night. You know,
it's amazing. It's amazing. Do they really love it?
They love it.
Okay.
They love it. Here's a hot, steaming piece of turd. Have it listen. You know, all right. What hot, steaming piece of dung do you have from the right wing this week?
Ones. Only
a couple.
Two. I've tried a triage. All right. And this is what I've come up with.
Yeah.
All right. Number one.
Our old friend
from Buttfuck, Arizona, Steven Anderson. Uh-huh.
Which friend is that? Oh, Steven Anderson. Okay, he's crazy.
I can't tell you how crazy this man is. Steven Anderson.
How crazy is he?
From
I feel like
Buttfuck,
Johnny Carson.
Arizona.
Yeah.
Loves to tell people that women are shit and the rest of us should believe exactly what he says.
Okay, well, listen, ladies and gentlemen, a hot piece of steaming Todd turd right for your face. Have a listen to this.
It says that they should be keepers at home. They should be good. And then he says they should be obedient to their own husbands. Now, how often do you hear that preached today? Well, if you come to Faithful Word, you hear it all the time. But if you go somewhere else, you don't hear it so much. But that's what the Bible says. You know, you say, well, that's old, that old-fashioned idea. Today we have women's rights. We've come a long way, baby. And today, you know, those horrible, horrible days when women had no right. Let's bring them back. Let's get back to those days. What are you so worried about? What do you think they mean when they say women's rights? You know what they mean? The right to divorce your husband is what they mean. You know what they mean? The right to rebel and disobey your husband. The right to divorce him. The right to go out and get a job and make your own money. The right to tell him what to do. The right to go vote for our leaders as if women should have any say in how our country is run. When the Bible says that I suffer not a woman to teach nor to usurp authority over the man but to be in silence. I am quoting the Bible right now, but it's old-fashioned. Why do you think that women were not allowed to vote until the 20th century? And yet if I get up and say, I don't believe women should vote, because if we're in a democracy which is ruled by the people, I don't want to be ruled over by women. And when the founder of our nation, John Adams, one of the key founders, one of the authors of the type of government that we have in the Constitution and the bicameral legislature and all of it, the one who laid that out, his wife told him, hey, you need to put something in there that women should be allowed to vote. And he said, you know what? He said, I'm not going from the tyranny of England to the tyranny of women ruling over me. Good. He said, I'd rather have England rule over me. You know, I'm paraphrasing. But, that, you know, he said something like that, okay? Look it up. He said something similar to that.
Look.
Oh, shit.
This God. Man is nuts.
There, okay, I got to give you two observations about the clip there. Okay. Guy, no, it is amazing. But first of all, this man has a very small penis. It's very small. Very small. And second of all, Randy, you can tell it's not a black shirt because there'd be a woman there going, "Say what?" And you notice the guy who says, "Yeah, that's right." If there was a black woman next to him, what'd she say? What the fuck did you just say? Yeah, man, that's pretty fucked up. Yeah, that is amazing. That is absolutely amazing. You know, it never ceases to astound me. Say, oh, yeah, you can find shit like that in every country. No, we can't. Trust me. The regularity of your shit. If they were, listen, America, let me just tell you something. The rest of the countries, they got their shit, and it's kind of normal. You have diarrhea. Because I'm telling you, we have done this segment for 4 fucking years. We've never had a problem finding at least one American idiot. Okay, mine is... Now, that guy obviously is at a small church somewhere in, you know, bumfuck Tennessee or wherever the fuck he's from. I don't know. But Glenn Beck, ladies and gentlemen, Glenn Beck is a multimillionaire. And Glenn Beck came on the other day and he said, get this, he said, God killed Anthony Scalia. God killed Anthony Scalia as a signal for conservatives to rise up. This is absolutely priceless. Ladies and gentlemen, the Sultan of SWAT, the Babe Ruth of crazy, Glenn Beck.
I just, you know, I was listening to you guys and I just wanted to say, Pat, I think an answer for you on that, because I did the same thing. I first thought,
why?
Okay, God, thanks. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you for that. And then I said the same thing. I remembered it was exactly the same thing that I felt when Sandy hit. And I remember we were trying to go up and help campaign.
And we thought the same thing then.
For Mitt Romney. Remember that?
Yep.
And Sandy hit, and we couldn't go up. We couldn't get any flights up. And then, you know, they were walking on the beach like two lovers. And I thought to myself, thank you. Thank you, Lord. I appreciate that. What is your plan?
Yeah.
So I don't want to assume that I know his plan, but I will tell you this. I thought when this happened, after I got past the thank you, I thought, you're welcome. I just woke the American people up. I took them out of the game show moment and woke enough of them up to say, look at how close your liberty is to being lost. You now have lost your liberty. You replace one guy, and you now have 5-4 decisions in the other direction. And
every time.
Just with this one guy, you've lost your liberty. So you better elect somebody that's going to put somebody on, because for the next 30 years, if you don't, the Constitution, as you know it, Pat, you and I have said this for a long time, the Constitution is hanging by a thread.
Yep.
That thread has just been cut. And the only way that we survive now is if we have a true constitutionalist.
Yes, Glenn Beck, obviously believing that God kind of works like Real Two of the Godfather. He'd come up to Glenn and go, Scalia's in the glades near the fishes. I took the cannolis. Yes, that's admittedly strange, but of course it is our tinfoil hat. I'm sorry that Randy had to leave because he wasn't feeling too well, so he went to bed. But he said, I'll I'll wind up the show for you. So that is our show for today, and I hope you've enjoyed it. If you want to get in touch with us, please do get in touch with us on thebillshow.net, thebillshow.net. You can leave us messages. There's stuff there that you can look at, little biography photos of us if you want to track us down the street and nag us about you know, our opinions. I don't know. Whatever you want to do. You can reach us at thebillshow.net, everything Bill Show in one place. And, of course, you can reach us now on Player FM. That's right, Player FM. Works well on your mobile. And don't forget to download the mobile app from Podbean, Stitcher, or Player FM. And you're going to be able to get The Bill Show This Week in Politics on any one of those. And, of course, on our regular iTunes or at expatprogressive.podbean.com. We will see you again as we go down south to Dixie, and then further into this wondrous craziness that we call the American election cycle. This is Bill, and saying it for Randy. We'll see you next time. Bye, kids. Bye.
Now it's time to feed them, give them their meds, and pack them away till next time. So long and good night from the Bill Show.